All right, a quick update, folks, about the situation with Russia. As you may have heard, Putin gave his speech and he announced partial mobilization, which is not a full draft. In fact, it's being said that it's maybe a 1% draft of what they're capable of doing. And nevertheless, it's 300,000 people, roughly, that are being called up in Russia that have former military service. So these aren't just green newbies who have to be trained from the very beginning. You know, these are people who have already served and who can be warmed back up and put into the mix. But it's an indication that Putin absolutely sees this is going into a world war scenario. He knows he's going to have to fight all of Western Europe. And it's very clear that NATO and the United States are absolutely not backing down. They want to destroy Russia, and Russia fully realizes this, and they're not going to just sit there and be destroyed. Now, the West, in the big context and all this, the West, well, Western nations are the aggressors here. So the West kept encroaching, kept expanding NATO, kept putting missiles closer and closer to Russia's border, and then calling for Putin to be assassinated and removed. The West wants to exploit Russia's natural resources in the same way that America exploited the resources of Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and everywhere else, that it's been all about regime change by the United States. That's exactly what this is. That has not changed. So Russia just said no. And as a result, Russia is going to be in an escalating world war. And they know that. And so that's what they're preparing for. Now, at the same time this is happening, referendums are being voted on by a couple of Donbass republics, which I believe is the Luhansk and Donetsk regions, are voting on a referendum to join Russia. This is happening apparently now suddenly. It's going to take place over the next few days. It was originally scheduled, I think, for November. It's been moved up to just now. Once that vote takes place, and it is almost certain that that vote is going to call for unification with Russia, which would make those regions part of Russia if accepted by the Russian lawmakers, who, of course, will accept it. Okay, but that's another step that has to happen in terms of procedure. So once that takes place, these regions will be considered part of Russia through a process that has always been recognized by the world, that when a region votes to join a nation and that nation accepts that, then that's considered done. It's legal. It's accepted. Except in this case, it's very clear that the United States and Western nations are going to say, well, we don't recognize these regions as part of Russia. We're going to say that they're still part of Ukraine. And they're going to claim, obviously, they're going to claim the referendum was rigged, the votes, you know, were rigged. It was all rigged, which is what the West is really good at doing, by the way, rigging elections. But that's going to be the claim. And then there's going to be this dispute where Ukraine claims that the regions are not part of Russia, where Russia claims the regions are part of Russia, and then the regions themselves claim that they are part of Russia. And, of course, that's the opinion that should count the most, is what do the regions themselves want to do? What do they consider themselves to be part of? And it's very clear that culturally and historically, the people who live in those regions consider themselves Russian. They have Russian culture. They speak the Russian language. Many of them grew up under the Soviet Union. They consider themselves largely, almost predominantly, Russian people, which is why, of course, Ukraine, since 2014, has been relentlessly shelling that region, carrying out, you know, heinous crimes against the people of the Donbass region with the help of the United States. And that's what actually led to this whole conflict, by the way. So the point is that what this is setting up, and I will cover this in more detail in my Situation Update podcast, but what this is setting up is the justification for Russia to say, hey, now Donetsk and Luhansk, these are officially part of Russia. That's going to happen probably in the next 2 weeks. And then NATO and Ukraine will continue to attack those regions, and Russia will say, this is now an attack on Russian soil. And Russia has already said that if you attack Russia, if you attack, you know, the nation of Russia on Russian soil, we reserve the right to use nuclear weapons in our national defense. So what Putin is putting into place is a meticulous justification system for the deployment of what he would call defensive nuclear weapons against an attack on Russia by Western nations. And it's very clear that Western nations are not going to back down from this. It's very clear they're already claiming Putin is desperate and that's why he's threatening nukes. No, Putin is setting this up to be able to use nukes in a what he considers to be a justified way for national defense because, you know, Mother Russia, so to speak, is under attack. So, folks, we are headed for a nuclear war. Unless somebody backs down, and it's not going to be Putin. I mean, Russia's not backing down. I don't see any signs that NATO is going to be backing down. Unless somebody backs down, we are headed into a nuclear conflict very, very soon. Now, gold already spiked on news of this declaration by Russia. Now, gold and silver are probably going to continue to skyrocket as this situation unfolds. It's also clear that at some point, there's going to be a military draft among Western nations, Western Europe, and maybe even the United States. There's going to be a full military deployment in Europe. We're looking at World War III. And again, nobody's backing down. And it's interesting that top military leaders in Russia are saying that they are at war against what they call the Antichrist civilization of the West. And they're not wrong about that characterization. Western leaders, not the people of the West, but the Luciferian leaders, are the Antichrist's representatives. They promote transgender mutilations. They are anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-human. They push this woke culture and Satanism. They hate God and they hate the Bible. They hate churches. Yeah, well, Russia realizes they're at war with the Antichrist civilization of the West. But the reason that's important to understand is because it means Russia's not going to back down because they're not going to surrender to what they see as Satan. So I don't see any situation in which this gets de-escalated. This looks like it's on track right now to going nuclear sometime soon, perhaps before the end of this year or perhaps early next year. The devastating winter is going to shred the economies of Western European nations. And the United States is suffering an economic collapse right now. The real economy is in a state of collapse. It looks like every country wants war for one reason or another, including the United States. They want a war in order to declare a national emergency and maybe try to cancel the midterm elections, or definitely as an excuse to print more money and try to keep the Fed alive, the dollar a little bit longer. But this is all heading into a devastating collapse. So I'll have more about this in my Situation Update podcast, which is quite a bit longer than this one, but I wanted to bring you this quick update. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.